Psalms 139, verse number 1. I'm a little different probably than a lot of people, but I even see things sometimes different. Not that they are wrong and I'm right, but we always like to think we're right, you know, but still I'd like to emphasize this if you don't mind. In verse number 1, oh Lord. Praise God. You know, in our singing, we raise the Lord, you know,
right.
Up and down and all like that. And this is, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Oh, hallelujah. Verse number 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Hallelujah. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect and in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance was fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, would you touch us and anoint us that we may be able to speak as the oracles of God. We realize without the anointing, nothing can be accomplished. Oh, would you hide us in the cross that men might see Christ. We thank you for this opportunity to be here with this precious pastor and this congregation of people that we've just met for a little while, and already there seems to be a unity and a connection among the congregation and this pastor. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint us. Jesus, we want the same anointing that you had when God anointed you with the Holy Ghost and you went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil because God was with you. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we don't want to just preach, but we want to be anointed to preach. Hide us in the cross. Give us of your spirit and of the anointing. Because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And it's the anointing that we need. Oh, Lord, open our understanding to your word. Give us an insight to the word of God that we may know your will for our lives. Oh, Lord, let us see what you'd have us to see. Lord, to hear what you'd have us to hear. Give us a mind to understand and a heart to receive, and a spirit, Lord, that would be obedient and willing to what you'd have done. And the good that's done will give none other but you the glory and the praise for it in Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us, on known of the Lord. Known of the Lord. The psalmist says here, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Praise God. You know. You know me. You know who I am. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes we run into people that don't know us. That's understandable. But there is one that does know. Job said, he knoweth the way that I take, and when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. Praise God. There are things about you that God knows probably that others might not know. And there are things about you that God knows that probably there's no need that other people should know. But the most important thing of all is that we're serving a God that does know. Oh, hallelujah. When he sings this song, he lets him know that he knew him. He said in verse 13, "Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." You already knew. And he goes on to say, "I will praise you." Said, "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Hallelujah. You know, with modern science and technology, we think that we have advanced so much until a lot of people nowadays think that we don't really need God. And don't really need to, you don't know much about God, and seem to think, and especially America tonight. I remember reading that book about Mel Terry when he wrote the book about Like a Mighty Wind, and he come from India over here, and God spoke to him and come to America, and he said he had seen American dollar in times gone by, and God began to deal with Mel Terry to come to America to preach, and Mel Terry said, "God, I don't see why you want me to go to America." Said, "Even on their money, they got in God we trust."
Right.
On their dollars.
Come on.
And he said, God kept moving and said, "I want you to go to America and preach." Well, Mel Terry started out with 50 cents was all he had heading toward America from way down in Bangladesh, India, and on down in the interior, really out of Bangladesh. And God performed miracles to get Mel Terry to the United States. Mel Terry said when he flew into Los Angeles, California, and he walked in and he saw the beer signs and he saw the nudity and he saw the cigarette signs and he saw this and that and the other. He said, "I looked around and said, I said, you know, I've landed the wrong place."
Come on, everyone.
And he said he went to the ticket counter and he said, yes. They said, "Yes." Said, "Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but," said, "somehow or another, I've got misput in my traveling, and I'm not where I'm supposed to be." And they said, "Where are you supposed to be?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I was coming to the United States of America to Los Angeles." And said the ticket agent looked at his ticket and said, "This is it." And said, "This is Los Angeles, California. You're in the United States." And he said, "You mean this is the place where in God we trust?"
Come on.
And they said, "Sir, you are right in the United States."
Yes.
He said, "Then I knew I had plenty to preach about."
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
So, David was praising the Lord for him being so fearfully and wonderfully made. And nobody has made like him. "Marvelous are thy works." What works God's done. And he said that my soul knoweth. Right, well, God, I want you to know that my soul knows that there's nobody like me. Praise God. You made me different from everybody else. Nobody like me. Oh, listen to what Jeremiah, when Jeremiah said, "Before I was formed in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou was formed in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Praise God. God knows. Yay, hallelujah. Let me say tonight, you might be going through some things how that's unpleasant, but the Lord knows. You might be in some trials that you don't like to be in, but the Lord knows. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Praise God. They say about the FBI that the FBI about gets their man, almost gets their man every time. But I can tell you about God, he gets his man every time. Hallelujah. Some time ago, do you remember how there was a guy that pulled 30-something years in the pen for a sin, for a crime that he didn't commit? They charged him, convicted him, sent him to the pen, and 30-something years later, a man that was dying on his deathbed up and told that he was the very one that done it, told when he done it, how he done it, and all about it, and it had to be the cold proof. This man done it. And you see what happened was they had the wrong man for 30-something years. But God always gets the right man every time. Hallelujah. Now, if He wants to bless you, don't worry. It's not going to fall on the person next to you. If your name is Jerry, if your name's Jerry, don't worry. He's not going to bless somebody else. But He's going to bless Jerry, praise God. If He wants to bless Sue, it's not Mary that's going to get the blessing. He knows everyone as they are, praise God. He speaks to Isaiah, and Isaiah said, "The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, have He made mention of my name." Oh, even before He knew, hallelujah. And David said, Thou know me. And he said, "I was fearfully and wonderfully made." There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we see people and we say they're like so and so. Well, they might be up to a point, but they're not exactly them. I was in the service with two guys, and I mentioned Brother Nichols, and I was hoping you wasn't who you are. I was hoping you would be who you're not. Yeah. I should say that anyway. Praise God. That's the way I say it. I was hoping you was who you're not. I was in the service with a Nichols. And this guy, he had it. Now, I mean, this fellow was saved. I'm telling you, if I've ever run into a fellow that was saved, this fellow was saved. He went through things, and I won't go into all that. But you know how it is in the service if you've been in that, how ungodly those boys are, and how honor and low down. In all of my stuff, I never got in as big a fight as I did over this guy. And I wasn't saved. Now, I come from a holiness family. My mom was a holiness woman. My daddy got saved after I was a big boy. My granddaddy was a holiness preacher. In fact, he got saved back in 1889. And so I pretty well hail from a background of holiness folks. Yeah. But I wasn't till, when I was in the service, I was far from being holy and being saved, but I knew what it was about. You know, I had the bloodline. And this guy made some fun at old Nichols. He was down praying and then he done some things. And I just told him, I said, "Hey, boy, leave him alone. You know, leave him alone." And I said, "Don't bother him. He's a praying." Well, one thing led to another, and another thing led to another, till some things led to some things shouldn't have led to. But anyway, missed all of that. This Nichols lived, and I was kind of hoping that you'd be him, and I'd like to meet this guy someday and tell him what an inspiration he was to me, if he's still alive. And tell him that, you know, after I went through, and of course we well, had a fight, you know.
Yeah.
And over him, and after it was over with, Nichols come up to me and he said, "Look," the other boys made fun of him. And he said, "I know that you come from a good background and from some praying folks." I said, "Ain't none of your business." I'm ashamed of it, you see. "None of your business where I come from. You want me to do some of what I just..." He said, "They couldn't throw you on me." Hallelujah. But in that group of boys was two boys that they were Spanish Americans, Ted and Terry, and they looked alike, walked alike, act like. I couldn't tell them apart. I was with them for 22 months. But you know, their mother said, they said about their mother, I said, "Ted or Terry, whichever one you are, how does your mom know you apart?" They said, "My mother has never failed to identify us." Right. We can be walking away or walking to her
And she can call us Ted or Terry and get us over time.
One of them threw some milk over the side, cases of milk off the ship that we was on and was going over. And then just for honor and meanness, you know how boys do, threw it over. And one of the military policemen caught him, or thought he caught him. He hollered at him to catch him. He run and hid. And this fella caught him. And when he did, he run up beside of the other one. And they stood there. And this guy run up there and he said, "You threw 5 cases of milk over there." He said, "Not me." He said, "I saw you." He said, "Not me. I've been right here." He said, "You did." He said, "Not me, because I've been right here." And it was back and forth and back and forth. Finally, that guy just walked off and left them. These guys were so ornery till they went out with 2 girls and swapped dates, and the girls never did know the difference. But God knows. Hallelujah. Thou hast searched me. I'm going to tell you right now, God's going to look on your heart. He's going to look on your mind. He's going to look on your life. Hallelujah. He searches inside. You know, and of course, I believe in the exterior. But I want to tell you something. There's more of this great blessing of salvation than just a look. Amen. Amen. I had 2 preacher friends in the hospital, and this woman come walking by, and they looked at her. You know, she had a long dress and long hair, and they looked at her, and a little bitch come walking back by, and they looked at her again, and one of them said to her, said, "What church she from?" "I don't know." And she come back by, and they said, "Yeah." Said, "She's a holiness woman." "Yeah." And so here they go. They go down, you know, and find her. They walk up to her and say, "Excuse me, ma'am." "Yes." Said, "What holiness church do you go to?" Said, "What?" Said, "What holiness church do you go to?" "Holiness church? What's that?" They said, "You're not holy." She said, "I'm a gypsy." So you see, just because you look like, don't make it. Amen. However, I'm going to tell you that if it's apple sap running out of the tree, there are going to be apples on the tree. Glory to God. Thou hast searched me and know me. Praise God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully, not another creature is made like man. Oh, hallelujah. In so much that the Bible even itself cries out with providence and said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" You crowned him with glory and honor and made him a little lower than the angels. Hallelujah. And I know this is prophecy about the Christ, but the reason he brought him down, the man, so that he could taste of death for every man, so he could purge every man, save every man, forgive every man, and wash away every man's sin. Hallelujah. Oh, angels sin, but they have no redemption. Oh, angels fail, but they have no Savior. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to know tonight that there's a God that knows your need, knows you needed a Savior, knows you needed a Redeemer, knows that you had to be ransomed with more than silver and gold. But with that precious blood of Jesus Christ, you was washed and saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. I'm forgiven, you're forgiven, everyone is forgiven, not by our goodness, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, who remitted our sins and forgave our iniquities and brought us into the family of God. Hallelujah. I want to say tonight, if you're here and you're lost and you're unsaved, you don't have to be. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, you can be. Oh, glory. No one else might not care about your salvation, but God cares. Oh, hallelujah. He's a God that cares, a God that loves, a God that's concerned, and a God that knows. Praise God forevermore. There's nothing hid from His eyes. All things open and naked before Him to whom we have to do. Praise God. You can't make it thick enough, but what He can't see through it. You
can't stretch it wide enough, but what he can't get under it. You can't dig so deep, but what he can't go lower. You can't climb so high, but what he can't climb higher. Oh, thank God forevermore. I'm glad tonight that he knows.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what he said about Saul that later become Paul, a destroyer of the work who later become a worker of the work?
Come on.
He said to Ananias, when he told him, said to go over yonder street, call straight, and said, pray for that Saul. And Ananias began to say, and oh, look here, Lord, and this guy said he's persecuting the churches, and he's caused many to, of course, you know, this once in the grass, always the grass. I don't see how in the world they can get that. You, I didn't get by that. Hey, he's called many to blaspheme, and he's caused many to fail. Praise God. That's what they said. And God didn't rebuke him for it. Hey, man, he didn't say, no, now once they're saved, they're always saved, and ain't nothing they can do.
I don't know.
Hallelujah. But the Lord said, behold, he's a-praying now. Hallelujah, he's a-praying now. Well, I'll tell you, I didn't feel a supercharge when I prayed. It ain't how much charge you are, but it's because heaven hears and God knows. Oh, hallelujah. When Daniel went to praying, brother, he didn't feel a supercharge. He didn't feel a bolt of glory from heaven. But when the angel Gabriel came, he said, God heard you the first time you prayed. Hey. God knows when you pray. He knows. Nobody like you in all the world. There's only one of you.
Brother so-and-so preaches like you, yeah, but he ain't me.
You preach like Brother so-and-so, but I ain't him. Hallelujah. You are you, and I'm me, and they are they. And we're everyone fearful and wonderful and made separately, made individually. Oh, praise God. Nobody like it. Oh, praise the living God. What's this crowd wanting to do with these scriptures here about this abortion business and saying that it's all right for these babies that's unborn? And he told Jeremiah, said, I knew you. Hallelujah. Before you was formed. He told Isaiah, said, I knew you. Hallelujah. He knew the very Son of God. He said, that is conceived in thee is of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you, God knows.
$250 million
precious little old unborn children's been killed since 1968. And to think that we're going to get by in this country with it, you better wake up. Amen. Been more unborn babies killed than boys killed in the service over fighting over our liberties. Little old babies, little, and he told Jeremiah, said, I knew you before you was born. I knew you before you was conceived. I knew you. Hallelujah. David said, thou knewest me. Praise God. Oh, I wish they'd just read the Bible and believe it, don't you? There's a lot of people read it, but they don't believe it. Had they read it, and as the old black guy said, they puts too many butts in there. Amen. So that's what's the matter. We got too many butts in the church. Too many goats are wanting the butts this and wants the butts that. And we wants the butts, the butts, the butts. But I'm telling you, you just take it like it says. Well, I'll tell you, I think it don't mean, oh, you tell me the God that made it all by Christ Jesus don't know how to put things and mean what he says and says what he means. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Oh, thou searchest me and know me. Praise God. There's nobody like me, God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we think we've got so smart here in the last few years, in the last several years, we think we got so smart. But I'm telling you, these old men like old David, that was born even before the cross, hallelujah. Those who were born back under when Israel was a nation and Judah was praising God. Even back then, God began to move on them and they began to put it down and let us know that we was fearful and wonderfully made. Oh, glory to God. He made you to be you and me to be me.
Praise God. You hear me tonight? There's nobody like you. Oh, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. But now after that you have known God, or rather are known of Him. Paul says to the church at Galatia, but now after you have known or rather known. In other words, God knows you. Hey, you hear me tonight, child? God knows you. He knows you on an individual basis. He knows you by name. He knows that you are who you are. He's not mistaken when you pray. Don't you ever let that lying devil tell you when you're praying that God's got you mixed up with so and so. No, no. Stick with me tonight, and I hope to prove to you that God has you numbered and know you as an individual. Hallelujah. You're so important to Him till the very hairs of your head's numbered. You hear me? Oh, glory. We got registered cows, but we don't have registered hairs on the cows. We have bloodlines, but we don't have the pure bloodlines from heaven's throne and from the grace of God and the shed blood of the Lamb of God. But it's the blood of Jesus Christ that's cleansed us. Oh, hallelujah. There's no one like you. Hallelujah. He told, and John said, and Jesus spoke and said, I know my sheep. And my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they'll not follow. Amen. I ain't got time to preach on sheep, but I just want to throw a couple of things in on sheep, if you don't mind. I was blessed to talk to a real shepherd. I mean, a man that his daddy and his granddaddy was a shepherd. And he was raised to be a shepherd. And there are some things about sheep. Number one is, they know the voice of their shepherd. Number two, this shepherd told me, and you might want to just kind of hang on to this a little bit. He said, when you see sheep getting where they lose their appetite and they don't want to eat, and you got good stuff for them and good water to drink and you got good grass for them, he said, open the mouth and check between the teeth. It might be they've been nibbling on other sheep and they got wool between the teeth and it affects their appetite. Hallelujah. Said, look between the teeth. Said, there could be wool between the teeth where they've been nibbling on the other sheep and it messes up their appetite. Well, my sheep know my voice. They hear me. And when a stranger goes to trying to mimic me and talk like me, listen. God knows us as He made us. As an individual. There's eight things I'd like to talk to you that God knows you by. Scientifically proven. Number one, nobody has the same fingerprints that you have. I mean, your fingerprints are different from anybody else's. There might be a lot of lookalikes, but there's just only one. And then, have you ever noticed that they take these little babies sometimes and they'll take them and they'll take the little feet and the little foot and they'll put it on that birth certificate? Nobody has those toe prints and that footprint like that baby. Hallelujah. Number three, they have proven now that the retina of your eyes, and now they're using this even in prisons now, and they're making pictures of the retina of the eye because no two people's retina is the same. Hallelujah. Number four, nobody has teeth like yours except they're a store-bought. Your dentures are different from everybody else. Now let me change that and say teeth, please. Hallelujah. because your teeth is different. They might look alike in a lot of ways, but they can prove by the mouth of the teeth and the setting of the teeth, etc., that nobody's teeth is just like yours. Nobody has a handwriting just like yours.
You might fool me and you might fool all of us here, but get a handwriting expert and he can look at it and say, hey, and I was signing up for a deal where we stayed the night. It was last Friday. I was signing because we were selling out our house and all. And I was signing all of that. And I was trying to make a good deal to a lawyer so he wouldn't charge me so much for the deal, you know. And I signed it, and it's kind of scribbling off. I said, well, I said, I want them to think that I'm a doctor or a lawyer. I said, either one would be better than them. You know, just scribbling. And somebody might can't tell that, but the right guy can tell it. The expert can tell it. Amen. Your handwriting's different. Your DNA chromosomes are different. You know what they found out about over yonder in Israel now that they got this DNA, then they've come up and they're finding out that by running this, they can tell really who does belong to the Leviticus tribe. And they had 16 that said they belonged to it, and when they run this DNA on, come to find out there was only 14 of them that really belong to the Leviticus tribe. The other two didn't belong. Oh, listen, your voice is different. Oh, you might try to sound like, but somebody that really knows voice. Nobody in the world has a voice just like yours. You need to try to mimic this Southern preaching. You just can't do it. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, that voice is different because God made it so. And then there's another thing which is 8. And of course, you know the number 8 is a new beginning.
Right.
There is number 8. Your smell is different. Now, wait a minute, preacher. I don't believe that. All right, I'll tell you what, do. Get us all together. Go get a bloodhound. And give him just one piece of cloth of whoever, and he'll go to the right guy. I don't care how much whatever you put on. Hallelujah. Your sin is different. Nobody is made like you. Nobody sees like you. Nobody hears like you. Nobody walks like you. Nobody feels like you. Nobody writes like you. Nobody smells like you. And nobody can praise God for you but you. Hallelujah. And I got to look at this, and I've seen myself, and I said, and the Bible said, lifting up holy hands, praying without wrath and without doubt, when I come into His presence and lift up my hands, oh glory, He doesn't say, well now let me see, that's Jerry, no that's not Jerry, oh, let me see, no, I'm like, no, when I lift up my hands, He knows it's Neil's hands. He ordained these hands, my hands, to praise Him. Hallelujah. When I walk, He knows nobody walks like me. Glory to God. Oh, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast out. We walk by faith and not by sight. There is nobody walking in your place. Oh! I ain't been in church in 2. Walk for Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Oh, give praise to His name. For He is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Oh,
I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? I'll tell you why. I'm a-looking for Jesus. I'm a-looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe I'll look up and lift up mine eyes. When I look up, He sees me and I see Him. Hallelujah. I see Him in His glory. I see Him in His majesty. I see Him in His honor. God, let me behold Him. I shall see Him for myself and not for another. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy hands. Undefiled hands. Hands that hadn't shed innocent blood. Oh, glory. Glory. What kind of blood do you have in you? I'll tell you what kind. I got the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the King. Those old Jews, when they went on to those curtains around the tabernacle in yonder, and they had those gold posts, they had those several posts of those gold knobs on them and those curtains around them, and all those 2.5 million Jews camped around those black tents and that white tent sitting right there in the middle. And when they walked there and they looked and they saw that gold on top of that silver, amen, they saw that silver spoke for redemption. That gold spoke for deity and said that God was right on the other side. Hallelujah. They said right beyond that curtain is God. Hallelujah. Oh, but God's come down to be with us. I think I'll get down here with you. It's all right if I preach down among us. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, He's come down in the midst of us. He walked among us in lowly flesh. Praise God. He became one of us that we might become one of Him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, brother, He took the trade. What a deal we got. For our sins that condemned us, we now find the justification of the shed blood and the forgiveness through Christ Jesus, that now we have the atonement and redemption. Now, glory to God forevermore. I'm talking about blood, 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 blood. 1 in 43 scriptures deal with the blood. Did you know that? Praise God. We are blood bought. We are blood. We are blood washed. Hallelujah. It's the blood that blotted out our sins and our transgression. Oh, glory to God. Peter said, for as much as you know you were not redeemed from the corruptible things of this world, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation and tradition of the Father. But by the precious blood. It's precious blood. It's atoning blood. It's a holy blood. It's a righteous blood. Oh, thank God for the blood. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Woo! That's shouting ground.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Oh, praise God. Oh, listen. Listen. That I may praise Him. I'm glad you're noisy, because that's the kind of crowd I run with.
Preach the pastors and preachers where they'd sit around like you know, just kind of halfway messed up. Come on.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Come on, bless you, God.
Lift up your voice. Praise Him. I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. Get like I was a couple of years ago. For 6 weeks or longer, I wasn't even able to take up a prayer request at church. I wasn't even able to go to the pulpit and say, all right, y'all, come on now, I'm singing, let's get in church now. I wasn't able to do nothing. I just come over and say like a stump. I mean, I raised my hands, I clapped my hands. I'd start trying to say something sometimes, and that just got so bad. I'd start trying to preach, and I had a dive of tickle in my throat here, and I'd start trying to preach. That thing would pop out, and I'd go to choking.
Come on.
And I guess everybody most was upset about it more than I was, and just, you know what. But Lord, have a voice to praise Him.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Lord Him, all ye His people, give Him the glory. He don't mistake your voice for somebody else. Hallelujah. Oh, no wonder David said, come, let us magnify the Lord. Come magnify the Lord with me. Won't you come on, let's just give Him the glory. Hallelujah. He inhabited the praises of Israel. And you're the Israel of God. Amen. You're this modern day Israel. You're this new, praise God. I know that bunch over yonder is the bloodline, but we're the blood washed. Hallelujah. I know they're the genealogies, but we're the adopted children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That brother of mine, Jerry, we was met some folks, you know, when I, and he was telling me, he said, this is my brother here. He said, he's adopted. You know, that's what he said. He said, he's adopted. And said, but now, he said, I'm the real one. He said, but he's adopted. I said, that's right. I said, they had no choice with him, but I said, they chose me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Really, we're both. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're that because Abraham was. They're that because Jacob was. They're that because Isaac was. They're that because David was. But we're this because we're wild olive branches grafted in contrary to nature. Here's our nature to do wrong. Here's our nature to sin. Here's our nature to worship idols. Here's our, hey, hallelujah. How about He cut us out of the wildness? And in His divine mercy and goodness, He grafted us in, hey, hallelujah, and made us a child of God and give us an inheritance among the sanctified. I think I'll praise Him for it. He didn't have to do it, but He did. Hey, we're as sheep going astray, but He come and got us and returned us unto the bishop to our own soul. We were wild olive branches. We bore no fruit of righteousness. We bore nothing to God. Hallelujah. But sin and iniquity. But Jesus Christ, the true vine, praise God, brought us in. Oh, hallelujah. And now we're the branches of the royal vine. Worthy to offer up sacrifices of praise unto Him. Who has made us?
Come on.
Unto God. A sweet smelling savor. God's got a smell about Him. If you want to know what God is, I'll tell you what you do. You just look at everything that you ought to be, the holiest that you ought to be, and you can see God.
Yes, sir.
Because we're made in His image and in His likeness. Yes. He thinks, He sees, He hears, He speaks, He feels.
Yes.
He goes, He stops, He ups, He downs. Yes, yes. He does.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He can be offended.
Yes.
He can be wrathful.
Yes.
And merciful.
Right.
long-suffering, and yet quick to anger.
Yes.
Praise God, nor slow to anger.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And the simple thing is this. He smells.
Yeah. Come on,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They went in that old temple and they took those spices. Now, I hadn't got time to preach on the spices. I would have had time to preach on eight spices. And they'd go in there and they'd take those spices and they'd go to slinging those spices. And they'd go to hollering. And they'd go to praising. And they'd go to giving Him the glory. Hallelujah. And all it was some little old lamb that they had chosen and sprinkled the blood on the altar and on the covenant and on the people and on themselves. But oh, we have the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. That we might shew forth His praise as a sweet smelling savor. Oh, you know what God likes to smell? It's when people breathe out their breath and say, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't hardly do it from the depths of your heart and not get excited over just saying, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You see, He never mistaken you for anyone else. As I said, the number 8 is a new beginning. Praise God. It was Jesus was circumcised on the 8th day. Abraham and all of their firstborn was circumcised on the 8th. Praise God. Did you know every time a babe comes into this world, there's a new beginning. Hallelujah. There's a new life that steps out that's nobody like it. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Our daughter, our youngest daughter, she works with this neonatal and prenatal for premature babies. And she's worked for several years and all some of the stories that she can tell. She told about a little baby, 14 ounces that she worked with. She said, Daddy, said, when I walked in there and they called me in and I looked and said, I've seen that little fella. I said, he wants to live. I could look in his eyes and I could look at him though those eyes wasn't even mature and said, I could tell that he wanted to live. Oh, I don't know about you, my brother, but I want to live tonight. Don't you? Hallelujah. Oh, I want to worship Him. I want to praise Him. I want to give Him the glory. I want to give Him the praise. You see, He knew where Saul was when Israel couldn't find him. Hey, He knew where Jonah was when nobody else could find him. When Jonah got down to a prayer meeting right down in the belly of the whale, all of a sudden God began to move and told that old whale, you got a runaway preacher that you need to put back up. I got more preaching for him to do. Hey. I got a message for him to carry. I'm telling you, God knows you tonight. There's nobody like you. You are His. Hallelujah. Here's what David said about it. He said, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, when I awake, I'm still with you. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members are written.
You know, the Mormons think they got the most perfect book record keeping system is. They don't have. God does. There are 7 things God says about book. Moses said, blot me out of thy book. And then David said, all of my members are written in thy book. And then Psalm 69, he said, in the book of the living, he said, blot their name out of the book of the living. Praise God. And then there's the book of the law. Then there's the book of life that Paul talks about to the church at Philippi. And then there's the Lamb's book of life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, don't you want to be in the Lamb's book of life? Praise God. He knows. He knows you. I just felt like tonight preaching to challenge somebody's heart that possibly, possibly, sometimes, the old enemy will come along and say, God don't care. God don't know. God don't know. He don't even know you exist. Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. He knows what you're going through. And let me say to you tonight, dear friend, if you're not where you ought to be with Him, He knows. I'll never be a mother for doing my history. But used to, when I'd be out late at night, come slipping in. Past time I should have been in, supposed to have been in. Try to slip in so easy and gently. Somehow or another, those steps would tell the story. Ain't I always one of them have to squeak and it never be the same one. Weak. Mama said, Neil. I'm going to tell you, the step don't have to squeak for God to call you. He'll call, Job said, and I'll answer. God's going to call you on an individual basis. He's going to call just you. What will you answer? Have you given Him the glory due His name? Have you praised Him for what He's done? Have you given Him the glory for His goodness to you? Have you been careful to worship Him in spirit and in truth? Or have you been stingy with your life? You search me. He knows our thoughts are far off. He knows us better than we even know ourselves. Somebody said something a while ago about prayer, about God always, three ways God answers prayer. Yes, maybe, no. We're right ready to grab the yes. If we want it. But we need to sometimes just say, Lord, if He says maybe, well, Lord, You search it out. And then sometimes we need to say, when He says no, say, thank You, Lord. No, it shall be. If we don't, you know what He'll do? He'll do for us like He done for Israel. They kept on till He gave them the desires of the heart and gave them leanness to spirit. Amen. We got a lot of staggering Christians tonight just about dead because God gave them what they wanted. Amen. 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 I'm reminded of the old mom back when, you know, had the heating iron set up to the fireplace or either set on the old wood stove. And the little baby kept on every day that child would cry for that iron. Ah! And Mama said, no, baby, it'll burn. So one day, Mom got that iron just hot enough, excuse me, that it wouldn't blister, but it'd give her a good remembrance. Just hot enough. And she went to crying. Mama just took it up and handed it to her. She said, uh-huh, you got it and didn't know what to do with it. Let me tell you, dear friend, He knows us. And sometimes if we persist or insist, keep continuing, He'll let us have it. He knows you. He knows your nature.
He knows your makeup. Hallelujah.
Sister Bridges and me has been married so long now, you old folks can relate to this, and I'm loving you old folks more and more. But a lot of times we've been together so long, till one of us will say something or both of us go to saying at the same time. Saying the same thing, yeah, blah, 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 blah. She said, I was going to say that, or I was saying that, or I thought that. I was just thinking the same thing. The makeup. Oh, he searches me. He goes into every corner and crack of my life. He goes into every hidden chamber. There's four chambers in your heart, by the way. And he goes into all four chambers of those hearts. And he looks and he searches. You see? Well, I'm telling you. Yeah, but God gets in the heart. Amen. He goes into that one chamber. And then he goes into that other chamber. He goes into that chamber where a lot of other people goes. And I let the world come into that chamber. And then I got another chamber where I just let Christians come. Amen. My wife goes there. And my Christian friends go there. Then there's another chamber, the third chamber, that only I let the most close and imminent. My wife goes into that chamber with me. But then there's that fourth chamber. The door opens. And who steps in but him that's searching? And he says, I'm the private investigator. Nobody else comes in here, but I'm in here. Hallelujah. You're looking at me funny now. Hallelujah. But he's down in there where nobody else sees. He's down in there where the very thoughts and the imaginations. He comes in there where the things are concocted. And he sees us. And David said he gets in there and he searches me. And he knows me. Hallelujah. And David, he says, David, you need to be careful what you set your eyes on. You need to be careful how you walk, David. You need to be careful, hallelujah, how you talk. You need to be careful what you lay your hands to. You need to be careful what you listen to, David. You need to be careful, amen. Oh, praise God. Would you get us a song ready, please? Praise God. Listen tonight. Nobody like you. And God knows you as an individual. I'm glad He knows nations, generations, communities, states, churches. But I'm glad He knows us as an individual. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Israel humbled themselves and prayed, He heard them as a nation. And the Lord in heaven knows that's what America needs tonight, isn't it? As a nation. Is to humble themselves and pray. And then he hears his tribes. He heard Judah as one group. But then he hears on an individual basis. He heard Jonah. He heard Paul. And I believe he's heard me. Hallelujah. He heard Daniel. Oh, but these are great men. I understand they were great men. I'm well aware of that. Oh, by far none of us equal them. No. We don't claim to equal them. But he hears the cries of the small. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us tonight? Before we pray, I would like to encourage you to keep praying. Some of you are praying for some of your loved ones. Keep praying. Some of you are talking to some people. Keep talking to them. Don't let the devil stop you. Keep lifting up your hands and praising Him. Keep looking to Him.
Hallelujah. For he said it. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. Praise God. Keep lifting him up.
Tell people what good things the Lord has done for you and for those that you know. Keep walking right. It's going to pay off in a little while. The greatest is yet to come. While they sing for us, would you like to come to the altar tonight and let's start this meeting off with around the altar saying, Lord, I'm still praying for whoever. I'm praying for my loved ones. Oh, God. Lord, the preacher preached that you know me. And I believe you do know me. Now I'm asking you again. I'm asking you again.
That gives me strength.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.